some halachas of washing oneself on Yom Tov. Person cannot warm up water to wash his whole body on Yom Tov. So practically taking a shower in the regular shower with the water heated up on Yom Tov, the person cannot take a shower on Yom Tov. The halacha says in the case of a person is besar gadol, he's allowed to take a shower. There's a gzeirah to even take it with wine, which is this gzeirah d'rabbanan, not to even use water which is heated up for kol gufay from before Yom Tov. Which we did, that practically doesn't apply nowadays. You don't have that type of storage capacity. The person's not doing that. Very few people are able to do that anyway. In the case of Sar Gadol, it says it's mutter to take a shower in Mayim Karim. If the person be sweating profusely, he'd be able to take a shower in cold water, or again with Mayim, which is heated from Har Yamtsev, which we don't have that situation because our water heaters heat on Yamtsev, and we use that heating to get the water. That's called we're using the reheating water on Yamtsev for the purpose of taking a shower, bathing. If a person wants to wash less than the majority of his body, that would be mutter, even with water which is heated up on Yom Tov. But this gezeira, a person to take it in the shower, that he might take a whole shower while he's at it already. So a person could do that, not in the shower. Alternatively, he can go to the shower partially closed, and would accomplish the same thing. A child, however, a young child which is washed, which is bathed daily or bi-daily. You ought to do that, but you can't. Also, you should not be heating up water on Yom Tov for that purpose. What you could do for that situation is, if you turn on the hot water for a valid Yom Tov need, person wants to wash a dish, you can leave the water running, and then fill up the tub for the child or something of that sort. While a person, if a person is washing himself, obviously the halacha is the same as Shabbos in regards to soap. You cannot use bar soap. You can use liquid soap. The definition of a liquid is something which pours. So you have a very, very thick, viscous type of the liquid soap, but it's really viscous. It doesn't pour out. That's not considered. That's considered already also, at least in Rabbanan Biyasa. But if it's thin enough that it pours out, even if it takes a little bit of time, but if it pours out, that's not considered. That's not a problem. A person should be careful with skita. Skita applies to the Yom Tov also. The person cannot use a washcloth or a sponge to wet themselves in that situation. In regards to drying oneself afterwards, a person can't rub his hair out. They can't pull out the liquid from his hair. That's also a form of skita. You ought to put a towel on and it will absorb. And brushing oneself, brushing hair, etc., will be the same thing. So there is a shita which says maybe nowadays the halachas are different, but as of at least my familiarity with the halacha after Eidman now, that halacha is still the halacha of taking a shower but called gufay still applies this manazeh, and the person cannot take a shower called gufay this manazeh. Even the cards of those which are say it's mutter, they still have the round which is the problem of taking it in the shower, because even the people would say it's mutter nowadays, you still cannot take it in the shower. You can wash kol gufay, theoretically, according to those opinions, but not in the shower. So practically, it's not very common anyway that should become mutter. Okay, have a good morning.